This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America, urumu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 manera nasi uri musi wesvondo chivabvu 15 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Bato reMDCT rinokurudzira hurumende kuti ibatsire boka reZEC mukutsvaga mari yekutenga mishina inodiwa pakushandisa nyaya dzebiometric voter registration.
Kuti tigofunga kuti vangawana mari inokwana 55 million kupa kuZEC kuti vaite BVR kana kuti biometric voter registration. Zvinenge zviri zviroto nokuti mari yacho hapana. Saka ndosaka isu tanga tiripo takatoti kuZEC dei vachikumbira avo United Nations Development Program UNDP.
Sangano reHeal Zimbabwe Trust rinoti rinotambira nemufaro danho rakatorwa nehurumende rekuturura bhiri reNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission kubva mudare reParamende. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Bato reMDCT rinoti rinokurudzira hurumende kuti ibatsire ZEC mukutsvaga mari yekuti boka iri rikwanise kutenga michina yekushandisa mukunyoreswa kwevanhu kuti vave vavhoti pamwe nemusarudzo. Izvo zvinotevera kubuda pachena kwakaitwa neZEC svondo rapera kuti inoda mari inoita $55 million kuti ikwanise kusimudza chirongwa chayo chebiometric voter registration. Mutauriri weMDCT vaObet Gutu vanoti sebato vari kushushika nawo nemashoko avari kutambira ekuti Zanu PF iri kushandisa michina yakafanana neiri kudiwa neZEC mukuita kuti inyorese nhengo dzayo kuti dzinge dziri dzichizokwanisa kuvhota. Studio 7 haina kukwanisa kunzwa divi reZanu PF panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navaGutu.
Takazvinzwa patakangewo tiri kumusangano wavakakoka uno wechipiri svondo rinei vachitaura kudaro kuti vari kuda mari yakawanda saizvozvo. Asi dambudziko ratinaro nderekuti tinoziva hedu kuti ZEC pache zvayo haina mari, nokuti inotowanawo mari kubva kuvote allocation yeMinistry of Justice. Zvino hurumende yeZanu, I think vanhu vese vakuzviziva kuti kuti tigofunga kuti vangawana mari inokwana 55 million kupa kuZEC kuti vaite BVR kana kuti biometric voter registration. Zvinenge zviri zviroto nokuti mari yacho hapana. Saka ndosaka isu tanga tiripo takatoti kuZEC dei vachikumbira avo United Nations Development Program UNDP yanga yakamiririrwa nakandiri director vanga varipo pamusangano uyu kuti veduwe isusu takachoboka hatina chinhu tipevo mari.
Saka imiwo sebato rinopikisa zvii zvamuri kuitawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi?
Ndosaka tiri kuti nyaya yebiometric voter registration yakanaka, asi inoda kuti tivhure meso, nokuti dzimwe nguva tikangoti tapinda mairi takatsunzunya hatinozofira muna taisireva. Isu sebato guru revanhu reMDC notungamirirwa na President Morgan Tsvangirai takati izvo kana peitwa biometric voter registration. Tada kuti tizive kuti mishina yacho inobvepi. Kampani yacho kana kampani dzacho dzinogadzira mishina ndedze kupi. Kana zvichitokodzera totsvaga mari kuda kunoona kuti vanogadzira kupi mishina yacho uyezve vachigadzira sei. Toda zvekuona kuti vacho vanenge vachiunza muno muZimbabwe kuita import mishina iyi kuti iuye ndivanani. Saka tinogara takavhura meso. Hanzi chakachenjedza ndechakatanga. Zvatakaitwa muna 2018. Takarohwa nezvousiku tikabirwa election tichifunga kuti zvaniriikita zvino zviri pa zviro kwazvo.
Mutauriri weMDC TV Obeti Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Sangano rinorwira kuti munyika munge muchipodzwa maronda reHeal Zimbabwe Trust rinoti rinofadzwa nedanho rakatorwa nehurumende rekubvisa kwayo mudare reparamende bhiri ranga richikurukurwa nezvaro reNational Peace and Reconciliation zvichitevera kurambwa kutambirwa kwebhiri iri neveruzhinji. Izvo zvinotevera kutenderera kwakaita komiti yeparamende yezvemutemo ichinzwa pfungwa dzevanhu asi vanhu vakawanda kusanganisirawo sangano reHeal Zimbabwe Trust vakaramba kutambira bhiri iri vachiti rinopa masimba akawandisa kugurukota rezvemutemo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi tabata mukuru weHeal Zimbabwe Trust vaRashid Mahia.
Kuti danho ratorwa iri idanho rakanaka. Rakanaka nekuti patakafamba tichinzwa pfungwa dzevanhu. Vanhu vakatiwo mutemo uyu uri kutaurwa nehurumende haakuzokwanisi kuisa kuyanana, kuregererana uye kupora kwemaronda akakonzerwa nemhaka mupopoto. Saka ndoti danho rakanaka chaizvo zvatonwa nehurumende.
Imi manga muri vamwe vevanhu vaikurudzirawo veruzhinji kuti vasatambira bhiri irori. Tingati here kusatambirwa kwaranga richiitwa vanhu vakatambira pfungwa dzenyu imi nekurudzira yamaita?
Isu tisakatotambira pfungwa dzevanhu nekuti isu patakatenderera tisangana nevanhu taivaudza kuti mutemo uyu uri kukurudzirwa nehurumende wakamira sei. Vanhu vabva vatipa pfungwa dzavo kuti mutemo uyu uve unoshanda zvakanaka unofanirwa kunge uchiratidza kuti komisheni inenge ichiita basa rekuyananisa, yekupodza maronda uye yekugadzirisa kuvengana kurimo mukati menyika yedu kwakakonzerwa nenyaya dzematongerwo enyika uye nenyaya dzeikonomi. Vanhu vakaona zvakakosha iwo kuti mutemo wakadaro unofanirwa kunge uchichengetedzwa kana kuti une komisheni yacho inenge ichiita basa iroro iye inenge yakazvimirira yoga isingaudzwi zvokuita nevanhu mapato ematongerwo enyika kana kuti nehurumende ndizvo zvakanyorwa mubumbiro remutemo. Saka isusu tinotofara nekuti vanhu vakanyatsotaura pachena kuti no, tinoda komisheni inenge yakazvimirira yoga.
Asi munozoona here hurumende ichitambira kurudziro yakabva muvanhu pamwe nemi iyoyi vachishandura bhiri iro risati radzoka zvakare kuvanhu?
Haisi takachida kuti dai kuti zvive nyore. Dai hurumende kana paramende reanga rabudisawo kuti pfungwa dzevanhu nekuti hatina kukurumisa kunzwa kuti ripoti yepotfolio komiti yakaenda kunonzwa pfungwa dzevanhu yaiti chii.
Mukuru weHeal Zimbabwe Trust vaRashid Mahia vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Nyanzvi munyaya dzechikafu uye vari mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reWorld Vision kuEngland vaHenry Makiwa vanoti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuda rubatsiro rwechikafu muZimbabwe ruchakwira mukufamba kwenguva. VaMakiwa vanoti panofanirwa kutsvagwa mari yekuwedzera chikafu kusanganisirawo chezvipfuyo. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navo pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Matarisiro atakaita tiri kuona kuti mukupindana kwemazuva zviri kuonekwa kuti vanhu ava vanoda rubatsiro vachawedzera zvikuru mumaruwa kana kuti anganzi maruseva. Ndo muri kuonekwa kuti vana havachakwanisi kuenda kuzvikoro, vari kubuda muzvikoro. Vana havachakwanisi kuwana mari yekubhadhara kupinda muzvikoro yatingati maschool fees. Ndo pari kuuyawo masangano akaita sera rinoshandira reWorld Vision richibatsira vana Asi rubatsiro runodiwa ndingangoti nevanhu vose vana nevakuru nekuti panodiwa chikafu, panodiwawo rubatsiro rwekuti mombe kana zvipfuwo zvevanhu zvive zvingararama. Saka kuti zviwane mvura, zviwane chikafu, zvose izvi zvinotaridza kuti panotoda rubatsiro rwakasimba zvikuru zvokutoti pachatodiwa mari yakawanda.
VaHenry Makiwa vanove nyanzvi munyaya dzechikafu uye vari mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko muWorld Vision vari parunare muLondon neStudio 7. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu uko kwaanotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambirai nemufaro vatereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Emmanuel Gasa, vanoshanda nesangano reAIDS and Arts Foundation kana kuti TAF Zimbabwe. Tinokutambirai nemufaro pano paStudio 7, mukoma Emmanuel.
Ingoma Blessing.
Mukoma Emmanuel, tiri kunzwa kuti sangano renyu ranga richigunun'una zvikuru nekuratidzira kwakaita vana mukoti nevamwe vanoseenza muzvipatara zvekanzuru yeHarare. Izvo muri kuti zvaakuita kuti vanhu vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV AIDS vakaita semi vange vachisangana nematambudziko pakutora mishonga yavo. Mungatiudza kuti zviri kufamba sei chaizvo?
Zvino tine vashandi vemumakiriniki ekanzuro vasvika mwedzi wechinomwe vasina kunge vawana muhoro wavo. Saka pari zvino tine vamwe vazhinji vakaratidzira svondo rapera vachifunga kuti zvichemo zvavo zvichatererwawo nehurumende, asi taona ivovo vachitonzi vambomira basa. Kune icho kwavaita basa kuvaziya kwakonzereka icho zvakare kuti isu muzvipatara mumakiriniki muno mane mitsetse yakarebesa. Asi vanhu vaya vaita tichikumbirisa kuti dai zvagoneka vadzorwa kubasa iko zvino mari dzavo vagona kuti vapiwe mari, cause kana tichitaura isusu tiizvo kukanzuru kana vatungamiri vacho vachikwanisa kupanana iwo mari inosvika 20,000 pate zvavo kuti vaone muhoro. Izvi va 20,000 taita inogona kubatsirwa, inogona kushewa shewa ikabatsira kana vashandi 500. Saka nenyaya yekuti iko zvino munyika muno manyanya nyaya yeluxury over nyaya takatarisana neyedu kweutano, tinoti isusu kuhurumende dai yakwanisa yapindira kukanzuro uko kuti huri uri kuita kukanzuro wanyanyisa.
Sangano renyu rine nhengo dzakawanda zvakadii?
Vanosvika kuma800.
Makaumba riini iro risangano renyu reTAF Zimbabwe?
Boka reTAF Zimbabwe rakatanga iro 2012.
Tichitarisa matambudziko amuri kuti muri kuwana mumakirinika emakanzuro aya, mambokwanisawo here kunyora tsamba yenyunyuto kuhurumende kana kuvakuru vekanzuro muchiti hamusi kufara nezviri kuitika?
Kuhurumende takanyora tsamba zvikambogadziriswa, kuti pari zvino taakushamisika nenyaya yezvi vashandi vaakumitswa basa iri.
Ko vekanzuro vacho vari kuti kudii?
Vekanzuro vacho vari kutaura iyo kutizvo pane mari yakabiwa. Saka vese varongochema vachikuti tiri pane mari yakabiwa, pane mari yakabiwa. Kati zvino tatichitotiwo tikagona kupiwawo mukana wekuti tikwanise kutaura nemutungamiri wavo Dr. Chonzi. Dr. Chonzi vamwe vanombotibatsirei dzimwe nguva kana taita zvichemo, tikanovapira zvichemo tinoona zvizhinji zvagadziriswa. Kati panyaya yevashandi apa vanga vasipa, hatisati takwanisa kuti tionane navo.
Mati imi paita dambudziko rekuti vanhu vaakunonoka kuti vange vachiwana mishonga yavo, zviri kutora nguva yakaita sei uye vanhu vasati vatanga kuratidzira zvavachitorawo nguva yakaita sei?
Vanhu vasati vatanga kuratidzira zvazvitora nguva yakarebesa fani, nekuti vazhinji vanga vachiita ma3 hours inove iyo minimum time yekuti unomira. Ukasvikana 8 pamwe pacho unobuda na1 chachiri chichemo chatati chipowo kutizvo dai zvagoneka. Takatarisana nenyaya yepublic health agency inoti isusu tinofanira kupinda muchipatara tichikwanisa kubatsirwa chete in 30 minutes time, but iko zvino tisa kutoenda ma5 hours ma6 hours ekutoenda kunge takutogara pachipatara inyaya yekuti tinoda kupiwa mishonga yako chete.
Asi mukoma Emmanuel, mishonga yacho iri kuwanikwa here zviri nyore?
Mishonga iri kuwanikawo zvayo, but haisi yese mishonga yatiri kuda yatinowana panguva nenguva, cause iko zvino tikunoitwa isusu mishonga iri kutipa masaidhifeki nenyaya yekuti mumwe munhu ari kuhurumende akati iye ndiwo wakachipira nyika. kajisu chukuti chatiku demanda isisi quality. Quality of life yedu yakakosha zvikuru kukunda zvimwe zvose. Taka kukumbirisa kuti dai zvagoneka kuhurumende vakoshesa iyo quality yemishonga yatinonwa yavari kutaura iyo kuti iyi yakachipira nyika. Katisusu hatisi kutaura nyaya yekuti kuchipa kuti ina partners mazhinji akawanda sehurumende yeamerica, hurumende yeengland nedzimwe hurumende dzanaeuropean union dzanachi dziri kutibatsira kutenga mishonga. Mishonga yaamizhinji tine global fund iri kutibatsira kutenga mishonga. Saka dai zvakosheswa izvozvo kuti mishonga isingatipe maside effects ndeipi ndeyodzorwa kuti vanhu vanwe.
Tichitarisawo dambudziko rechikafu zvakamira sei? Vanhu vari kukwanisa here kumwa mishonga yacho vachiwanawo zvekudya?
Nyaya yechikafu ndiyo imwe yanotsa mukoma blessing. Nyaya yechikafu tichitaura kune vaye vanogara kumaruwa, dambudziko ratati tichisangana naro ndevekuti vazhinji vedu nhengo dzedu isusu hadzite dzematengerwo enyika. Pamwe pacho chimwe chikafu chinenge chauya tachipiwa oni kuti uriwe wekubato rakati.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Emmanuel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Zvakanaka inguva blessing.
Manga makateerera kuna mukoma Emmanuel Gasa, vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko, vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reTAF Zimbabwe. Aiwa vateereri, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo anokonekai nemufaro. Ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC. Ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako chinodzidzisa vechidiki. Iye zvino tokupai kambo mai makanaka kubva kuna Progress Chipfumo. Nako kambo mai makanaka kubva kuna Progress Chipfumo. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro inhau zvakare. Bato reMDCT rinokurudzira hurumende kuti ibatsire boka reZEC mukutsvaga mari yekutenga michina inodiwa yebiometric voter registration. Sangano reHeal Zimbabwe Trust rinoti rinotambira nemufaro danho rehurumende rekuturura bhiri reNPRC kubva mudare reparamende. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Ndokusiya mina Mavelas Muhlanganya uye.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May 15th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the opposition MDCT says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, should start extending its begging bowl to raise the $55 million needed to embark on a biometric voters registration ahead of the 2018 general elections.
It is now very important for ZEC to extend the begging bowl and start looking for the $55 million. The time to do that is now, because 2018 is around the corner. And we would suggest as the MDC that the best organization to fund that kind of exercise is the UNDP.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs calls on government to set up an ad hoc fund to help repatriate women and girls that fall victim to human traffickers.
And what remains now is for the government to set up an ad hoc fund to assist in the repatriation of these girls, who are so many and we don't have the numbers right now.
And a clean energy consultant urges Zimbabwe to use renewable energy as it is the future that will help tackle its power crisis. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. The opposition MDCT says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, should start extending its begging bowl to raise the $55 million needed to embark on a biometric voters registration ahead of the 2018 general elections. Jonga Kandemiri speaks to MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu on the issue.
As MDC, we obviously are very concerned that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has always been underfunded from day one, because as you know, they actually get their money from the vote allocation that comes from the Ministry of Justice. And we know that this government is run on a shoestring budget of $4 billion. And the Ministry of Justice is one of the most underfunded ministries of all the ministries in the ZANU-PF government. So we know that they would not be able to get that money from government. That's point one. Point two, it is now very important for ZEC to extend the begging bowl and start looking for the $55 million. The time to do that is now, because 2018 is around the corner. And we would suggest as the MDC that the best organization to fund that kind of exercise is the UNDP, because the UNDP has helped in other African countries like Tanzania, like Mauritania, and some other such countries. And they actually are an organ or an arm of the United Nations. So we don't want any of these dodgy other, you know, donors who would come from China to say we are donating the equipment or the money. The money has to come from an organization or organizations that all the political parties are happy with.
There are rumors that ZANU-PF has started registering its members using almost the same type of equipment that ZEC requires. Will this infringe the ZEC process in any way?
It will definitely, because already, I would say from the rumors that are circulating, that ZANU-PF is already registering people using a similar process or program from the way ZEC is going to do it. It is actually very suspicious, because already we know that the ZANU-PF party is in the process of issuing electronic cards. And they are using equipment from a certain Chinese company in that process. And from the rumors that we are getting from very, very, very plausible and reliable sources, is that that same company that supplied ZANU-PF with the machines with which they are producing the electronic cards is the same company that ZEC is going to contract to do the biometric voter registration. Already, as the MDC, as the largest and most popular political country in Zimbabwe, we have already raised the red flag. So we are going to be very particular. We would want to know where the equipment is going to come from, who are the suppliers, from which country, and who is going to operate the equipment.
That was MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kanzemiri. Efforts to get comment from ZANU-PF regarding this issue were fruitless. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, has called on government to set up an ad hoc fund to help repatriate women and girls that fall victims to human traffickers. Some women and girls have fallen prey to human traffickers in Kuwait and other Arab states, and a few were repatriated Friday with the assistance of the International Young Women's Christian Association. We hear more from Paraza on the issue.
And what remains now is for the government to set up an ad hoc fund to assist in the repatriation of these girls, who are so many, and we don't have the numbers right now. One of our recommendations, the major recommendation, is that the government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, must set up an ad hoc fund to assist in the repatriation of these women, because we understand that there is a huge number of them. I must point out that the speaker, on Monday this week, he had a briefing with the president. He met the president and he briefed him of what is happening to our girls in Kuwait. So the president now is well briefed. He has since appointed a ministerial task force headed by the Home Affairs Minister, Dr. Ignatius Chombo. And this task force includes also the Minister of Public Service and the Minister of Women's Affairs, as well as the Minister of health, and also the security sector to be involved in all this. So we are happy, and what remains now is for the government to set up an ad hoc fund to assist in the repatriation of these girls.
That was the chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs, Kindness Paraza, in Harare. Heal Zimbabwe, a local non-profit, says it welcomes the move by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko's office to withdraw the National Peace and Reconciliation Bill from Parliament. Jonga Kandemiri speaks to Rashid Mahia of Heal Zimbabwe on the issue.
I would think that was the right thing to do. That the minister did not have an option, because every aspect of the bill that we highlighted in our position in Heal Zimbabwe and many other civil society organizations violated the constitution. And also, secondly, because the ability of Mongolians has the very spirit of reconciliation and national healing that it purported to advocate for and stand for. So we think we welcome that move. But we also want to say that that move should not be an excuse not to bring the relevant and the appropriate law or proposed law to Parliament. It should not be an excuse to delay the processes. Because whilst we are allowed the fact that the government has seen sense and accepted that the bill that they were bringing before Parliament to become law was against the expectations of the people of Zimbabwe and also against the Constitution. But I also expect that we also would expect them to expeditiously bring an alternative law before the Parliament, so that we, an alternative law that captures what people said during the public access meetings, and secondly, what the views that were given to the Commission, to Parliament by various civil society organizations and individuals. So it should not be an excuse not to bring the law or to delay the process. The process has to start.
So can we say that the people took heed of your call to reject the bill, Mr. Maia?
Yes, the people took heed of our call, but we also took heed of the people's views. Our call was actually informed by serious consultations with people that are affected by political violence, people that have been affected by the economic violence that existed to the people of Zimbabwe as a result of the economic policies. And the people also expressed a number of issues that they felt needed to be captured by the bill. So the people took heed of our views, but we also took heed of the views of the people and expressed those views to the portfolio committee.
That was Rashid Mahia of Heal Zimbabwe speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
Renewable energy is the future that Zimbabwe must fully embrace to tackle its power crisis. That from a senior engineer and clean energy consultant, Tubelile Moyo. Moyo is among the 60 Mandela Washington Fellows headed for the U.S. next month. He tells reporter Ntungamili Komo that this opportunity is very important to him.
It's quite an exciting opportunity that will enable me to meet up with other like-minded African leaders that want to improve their communities in Africa, especially in the area of providing sustainable and clean energy to their communities.
Why do you care so much about renewable energy? Why is it important?
Renewable energy is actually the future. So far, the energy sources that we've been using are very unclean, and they've had a detrimental effect on our climate. As you can see, you are hearing of weather patterns changing. There are floods in other places. There are droughts in other places. It's because we've been employing energy systems that are not eco-friendly. Renewable energy is offering a viable solution to provide people with energy, but not just energy, but energy that will ensure that the earth continues. Those technologies are sustainable, even into the future.
Out of a scale of 10, how would you say Zimbabwe has done in so far as accepting renewable energy is concerned?
Well, the people on the street are seriously taking up renewable energy, as you can see by the amount of solar panels that you see. Even vendors on the street are now selling solar panels and other clean cook stoves. But what has been letting us down is the government commitment as well as the policy aspect of things. But this is also changing because we've seen the Ministry of Energy trying to come up with what they call the renewable energy and the independent power policy. So as soon as the policies are in place, I can say that we can move maybe from the current 3 out of 10 to maybe 7 or 8 out of 10.
That was Mandela Washington Fellow Tubelihle Moyo on the line from Wange with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo. And coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by one of the 60 young Zimbabweans selected for the Mandela Washington Fellowship for 2016. His name is Patrick Miller. Patrick, thank you so very much for joining me.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
And first, of course, congratulations on the selection to be a Mandela Washington Fellow.
Thank you so much. You know, I really am excited to be a part of it.
Of course, tell me your reaction when you found out that you were going to be one of the 60.
At first, I couldn't believe it. I didn't open the email until a day later. I was only seeing the headline that said congratulations, because I've been trying since 2014, actually. Tried it in 2014 when it started. I didn't make it. 2015, I didn't make it, but I was like, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to try. So after 3 times trying, I eventually made it.
Your bio is very extensive. You know, you're a creative content writer, you're a performing artist, you're a developer. Tell us more about what you do.
You know, I really am passionate about, you know, telling and creating imaginative stories, because growing up, in one of those passions, but it was only until later on in high school when I decided to actually follow my passion for the creative. But it took me 2 years after high school to eventually get into a university that offered a performance degree. It took me 2 years to convince my family to allow me to follow my passion, but I kept on pushing, and it was only after my first play had been accepted into the Harare International Festival of the Arts that a lot of people actually started believing that, yes, maybe this is the right thing for me to do. So in 2010, after I got into Haifa, that's when I then also started university, and I was doing theater arts at the University of Zimbabwe.
Talk about how important it was for you, Patrick, to really follow your passion. You know, you found what you love to do.
I think it was really important and critical to follow my passion, because beyond my passion, I couldn't see myself sitting anywhere else. Even though I knew I could do other things. But during that time, you know, there was a whole lot of commotion going on with the economy and everything. And a lot of people were coming out of jobs. A lot of people were losing passion. But I was like, in the midst of all this chaos, I can't lose that one thing that has driven me for so long.
Now, in 2014, you launched a program, a project, you know, that has been making waves. You've been doing a lot with this. Tell us more about this project, Itemba.
It's a youth-based creative activism initiative. I got a chance to be one of the 12 youth activists who were chosen a program by HIVOS to go get training in South Africa, activist training in South Africa. So they got inspired by the other people that I saw coming from the region and all the work that they were doing. And for me, I'd always been passionate about not only telling my story, but telling other people's stories in the hopes of creating or igniting positive change. So I thought, okay, even without much resources, even if I'm just by myself, I can at least start something. So that's how Project Timber came to be. So I began just thinking about how best can I use my skills as an artist to now be more than just an artist, but to now become an artist who has a cause, an artist who has an opinion. So that's how Project Itemba started. I met with some of my other artist friends and I told them this is what I want to do, and we were heading towards the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. And we thought as young artists we could put together a show which showcases some of our talents and also be dealing with the issue of gender-based violence.
Now, of course, in just over a month, you'll be here in the United States. Tell us, where will you be? Do you guys know yet?
Yes, I'll be at Kansas State University doing civic leadership at their Stately School of Leadership. That's where I'm going to be at.
And, of course, just as we wrap up here, Patrick, what's your message to other young Zimbabweans?
My message to them is simply this: tomorrow has already begun. You cannot wait for tomorrow to be a leader, because today started yesterday. So there's no time. You can start wherever you are, and the time is right now.
And with that, Patrick, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
You're most welcome, and thank you for having me at this show, hey?
That was Patrick Miller, 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship participant, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next week.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo, for that inspiring interview. That there was the music of Willem Tite with the Babylon. And now to recap on today's top stories. The chairman of the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs calls on government to set up an ad hoc fund to help repatriate women and girls that fall victim to human traffickers. And the opposition MDCT says the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, should start extending its begging bowl to raise the $55 million needed to embark on a biometric voters registration ahead of the 2018 general elections. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, May 15th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 15 kuNkwenkwezi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, ngesikhathi imali ilokhu isilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezicubungula ezomnotho welizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe.
Into abalenhloli ukuyenza ukuthi bakhulume South Africa ukwenza lokhu kusetshenziswe maybe mhlawumbe iRand, ngoba iUS dollar yiyo ebulele i-economy yaseZimbabwe, ngoba iUS dollar ikhuphuke kakhulu. Akula muntu ofuna ukuthi khona asebenzise i-dollar ekhaya, ngoba akula production ekhaya.
Iningi labantu emaphandleni lithi lilokhu lingatholi usizo olweneleyo lokudla uhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengoba lingavunanga lutho emasimini ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu.
Abantu, for example, ukudla kuyabuya kuye sicanise ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abatsha yibo abathola ukudla okufuze kutholwe yizalukazi. Nxa sikukhangela lokho sibone ngani i-food politics eyenzakalayo.
Njengenjayelo sizalethulela eziphathelane labatsha silontungamile inkomo we-Studio 7. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ngesikhathi imali ilokhu isilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezicubungula izomnotho welizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Lokhu kwenzakala kule ndwendwe ezinde kwamanye amabhanga elizweni, iningi lizama ukufinyelela imali, njalo lebhanga elikhulu lelizwe Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe lizama amacebo okulungisisa lolu daba. Asizweni umbono wengcwethi kwezomnotho welizwe umnumzana Masimba Kujera ngalolu daba.
Ugovernor ube promoter into yokuthi abantu basebenzise i-plastic money, ama-cards landline. Kodwa kuyadura ukuthi usebenzise into lezi lapha eZimbabwe. Ngesinye isikhathi esidluleyo bekuyi $2 something ukuthi uthenge usenzise isifiki. So ngeke kwenzakala ukuthi abantu basebenzise i-plastic money nxa kudura okunje. So kumele yena ugovernor akhulumele ama-banks sehlise ama-charges usenzisa amanye ama-alternatives anjenge-plastic money. Akhulumele ama-mobile money operators sehlise futhi ama-charges transfer izimali lokusenza izimali senza ama-mobile network operators abo eco-cash landline. Nxa kuyukuthi ama-charges ayabe ephansi, abantu bayakusebenzisa, ngoba nxa ukwanisa ukuthi uthenge okufunayo akula ndaba ukuthi uyasebenzisa i-cash yini kumbe usebenzisa i-plastic money. Kodwa nxa kudura ukuthi amanye ama-alternatives angikhona ayadula kakhulu, abantu bayabe bengamafuni.
Kodwa uhlelo olunjalo lungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi konke kubuyele kukuhle imali ibe khona?
Ngibona njengani nxa kuyukuthi ama-banks kathesi esithi yena esithi wona sebe-reduce ama-charges abo, ama-mobile network operators service ama-charges awo. Uku-encourage abantu ukuthi basenze i-plastic money ngathatha isikhathi esiluthwane kakhulu. Bese sibona ukuthi into ezinjengama-limits kumali esingasuke sidraw ema-banks, imali abantu abangaphuma layo lapha eZimbabwe ba-enforce okungama-limits, kungenzakala ukuthi i-cash yabe itholakala mbijana.
Lo ngumnumzana Masimba Kuchera, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe, obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Umnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho welizwe, uvumelana lo mnumzana Masimba Kuchera ngokusebenzisa imali yama-rands e-South Africa.
Ilizwe laseZimbabwe lisenkingeni. Into abalenhloli ukuyenza ukuthi bakhulume lelizwe liseduze i-South Africa ukwenza lokhu kusetshenziswe maybe mhlawumbe iRand, ngoba iUS dollar yiyo ebulele i-economy yaseZimbabwe, ngoba iUS dollar ikhuphuke kakhulu yayenza ukuthi imisebenzi yonke iphume. Akula muntu ofuna ukuthi khona asebenzise i-dollar ekhaya, ngoba akula production ekhaya. So nxa kungela production, i-dollar yonke izaphuma iye phandle kwelizwe. So into efanele iyenzakale ukuthi abakhulume bangene ku Rand Union ukwenzela ukuthi khona kube lula ebantwini ngoba iRand bangakhuluma le South Africa kungaba ngcono ngoba izinto ezivele bazithenga eSouth Africa.
Lo umnumzana Walter Sonongoli Mbongolwane, incwethi ecubungula izomnotho welizwe, obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa lomnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo, umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party, ngalolu daba.
Yawo kufanele kwenzakale okwakathesi ukuthi uhulumende lo umgazi ledinge yakhe abarizayine batsho ukuthi hayi into le isekusula, asibiza naneni maZimbabweni sifome uhulumende wabantu bonke ozalungisela ama-free and fair election nalo akorrekthe i-economy le njeni bese kusiba nama-election. Ngaphandle kubana kwenzakale lokhu, for as long as ZANU-PF is preparing now for 2018 kuqhube lama-election, vele okunye lokho kwi-economy bavele bengakwazi bona ngokwabo anyway kuzaba i-non-issue okuqatheni kulwe ngama-elections bathanda kakhulu i-power. So okufanele kwenzakale ukuthi kube iZANU-PF irizayine and kube nohulumende i-transitional authority obambileyo only for a time until kuze kube lama-election, kulungiswe lama-election ukuthi angatshontshwa as usual.
Lo umnumzana Sam Siphepha Nkomo, umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla le-PDP, sixoxelaye esetsholotsho. Abantu emaphandleni lithi lilokhu lingatholi usizo olweneleyo lokudla kuhulumende kanye lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengoba lingavunanga lutho emasimini ngenxa yokungani kwezulu eleneleyo elizweni. Okunenge ngokwehlela abahlala emaphandleni asikuzweni kungxoxo lomnumzana Bhekilifa Sibanda, usenator weMathebeleland South okubandlale MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai, ukuze sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani esigabeni sakhe.
Abantu balezikhalazo, nizakupha ama-examples athize. Abantu, for example, ukudla kuyabuya, uyeficanisa ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi abatsha yibo abathola ukudla okufuze kutholwe yizalukazi. Nxa sikukhangela lokho sibone ngani i-food politics eyenzakalayo. Asinakekeli izinswelo zabantu. Nxa yimember ye-National Executive ye-MDC uyakhangela further than iMathebeleland South. Angisukumise indikimba ePhalamende ngendaba akade sikhohlakele eMathebeleland Zambezi Water Project. Ngoba luhlupho esilalo kwelamaNdebele. Abantu njalo okunye ngikutholayo ukuthi ukwethuselwa lokhuyana abethuselwa ngakho ngeGukura Wound. Lokhu kukhona engqondweni zabantu. Nxa ukhuluma labantu ukuthi kanti lingeza so bathi silokwesaba. Lezi ndaweni lapho esawina khona njenge-MDC esile majority yama-councillors and so on, abantu lokhu becatsha ngoba balokwesaba okuthize.
Nilamandla yini njengabo-senator ukuthi lingaletha inguquko ukudla kwabiwe kuhle lokunye okuhluphayo nje kulungiswe khonapho esigabeni?
Amandla akhona nkosikazi kawakho, in the sense that wena njengosenator uyafaka imbono uzama ukuqondisa ukuthi kuhambe njani, mhlawumbe ukukhona kungalunga, mhlawumbe ungekho kuyabuyela khona phana, ngoba ubuphangi sobubunengi kuleli lizwe. Abantu abaningi abasezikhundleni kwesinye isikhathi ezingayisizo ezokuphakulela abantu ukudla yibo abafaka umthetho wokuthi ya lina lavotele MDC lizakhawula. Asibuyeleni kulokhuyana okusesintwini ukuthi abantwana bevele bahlephumelana ingqondo lentethe.
Lithole impendulo esuthisayo yini ngohlelo lweMathebeleland Zambezi Water Project?
Hayi, iSenate izayixukuxa. Okunye engikucelileyo ukuthi kuSenate siyakhuluma izinto size siziphethe kungabanga lo minister obuye wazophendula. Ngifake isikhalazo esisobala ukuthi indaba le iqine kangaka, iqhakatheke kangaka ukuthi ifuna impendulo esuka kuhulumeni.
Lo ngusenator weMathebeleland South umnumzana Bhekilifa Sibanda, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi abu 909 medium wave, labu short wave, 4930, 6065, labu 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ngesilitshiye kancinyane ezandleni zikamthungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Lamhla siqhubeka sikhulumisana labangene kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship. Selomunye wabo uNobukhosi Ndlovu. Nobukhosi, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga.
Luchono uhlelo lolukuwe.
Hayi, ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuba ngithole ithuba lokuba ngomunye wabazaya kuMandela Washington Fellowship. Ngibona kulithuba elihle sibile ziyanceda ukuthi ngifunde into eziningi ezenzakala kwamanye amazwe ase-Afrika nakhona ngale kwelase-America.
Kahle kahle kuyini okwenzayo, msebenzi bani owenzayo?
Mina ngisebenza nabalimi. Ibhizinisi lami ngelokuvalue addition into ezilimo. Into engiyenza kakhulu engaziwa ngayo khathesi idobi. Ngithola idobi, ngithenga amazambane kwabalimi besifazane abakomtoko komrewa bese ngachola yenza idobi. Okunye ngiyaphakheja engamazambane.
Ithiwa yini inkampani yakho?
Ithiwa yi-NutriFood. Kuma-supermarket uyathola kule Nutri-Peanut Butter, ithole i-NutriSalt, ithole le Nutri-Amatemba namafudi.
Uyisungule nini?
Ngo-July 2018. Ngathi ngiqeda isikolo, ngafunda e-Midland State University eGoli. Ngithe ngiqeda isikolo, lapho ikhampani engangenzelwe kuyo i-attachment, ethiwa i-Headhunters Consulting Services, bangithatha bhekhe ukuthi ngizosebenza khona ngale. Ngasebenza e-Headhunters njenge-business development manager wakhona ngale. Kodwa mina inhloso yami kusukela ngesikolo, bengingumuntu othanda into zokuthengisa, into zamabhizinisi. Ukuthi esikolo e-MSU, ngabe ngaphiwa ithuba lokuthi rana i-campus traction. Emigili ama-traction angu-2 ngingazikhathi esemangazi. But ngesikhathi sesikolo elama-traction angu-2, enye iranwa yisikolo enyephiwa ku-student ebe-achivile ukuwenza i-business plan ababeyikhethe ukuthi arani i-traction. Kungaba ngomunye wama-student e-arani i-school traction. So into zokuthengisa zokuzenzela ibhizinisi zazinto enganizenza. Ngisesikolo njalo ngahamba eBotswana ngigijima inyokodwa impahla ngiyothengisela abanye abantwana besikolo. So ngithena ngiqeda isikolo ngaqasa isebenzo yedwa. But inhloso yami isifiso sami sokuthi ngiqalise yami company ngifunde ngokwami so ngangihlala nilokhu engizikhuthaza ukuthi kumele kufike isikhathi sokuthi ngiqalise okwami. Ngithe sengiqeda ukwenza i-masters yami ngase ngithi angande kuyimadlane nje okuncane ngangusevile akenzi okwempahla lokuthengisa impahla mbodi ebantwini akusuze akuso into engenza funa ukuyenza in the next 10-20 years. Ngithe ibhizinisi elizanginceda ukuthi even sengikhulile ngiyabe ngihlezi phansi ngiliqhubekela phambili lingancedisi mina kodwa lincedisa umphakathi. Ngasenzithi hhayi umama sisakhula wayechola idobi wele kuyimshina kwakho okuncane ayekufaka etafuleni ayichola idobi ethengisa. Ngasenzithi hhayi indaba angazama okwedobi. Ngasengidinga ama-quotation ngasengithole ukuthi imali efunakala ukuthi ngithenge umshina lokuqalisa i-production nemali engangiyifezile kwakungahambelani. Ngase ngi-approach i-microfinance ethiwa i-Vel microfinance. I-Vel microfinance yayingesikhathi sonesi babe sithi ba-empower abafazi ubumeni business, abafazi abakubhizinisi. Mhlanhla ngahamba ngabatshela indaba yami ukuthi hayi buqalisa ikhampani kodwa le mali engaka but ayihambelani le mali efunakalayo ukuthi ngikhalise. Base besithi ule collateral yini. I-collateral ulayo ngokuyimoto kwamkhonoko oncane ngihamba ngakho angikwazi ngali inceda ngani wathi hayi imali efunayo le moto layo vele awuhambelani shuthi nola collateral. Baqala bengani bala but mina nxa into sengiyifunile ngumuntu lwana obusuqala ukuthi into zenzakale. Ngaye nalokhu embuyela kube ngibakhonvisa ngiba-explainele ukuthi ngingadingisa idobi lami ngingachola so ngathola amazamba ngizakhipha imali engaka ngiyalibhadala imali engaka. Bathena sebenzile bavuma ukungipha iloni bathi sebenzile iloni ngihamba ngathi i-collateral yami seliyabamba imishina leli bathi kuze ngiqeda ukuyibhadala isizane yami. Bangithi imali ngihamba ngathenga imishina yami ngangezelelayo ngiqalise ukuchola.
Ngezinye indlela Nobukhosi liyakhula ibhizimusi ngendlela ekusuthisayo ngempela.
liqalisa i-business kwaze kwaba last year, ukuqalisa kwa-last year, hayi lakhula kuhle sibili lami ngithokoza, nganti kuma ngikhangela ngibona ukuthi hayi into zi-right. But kuthenga last year 2016 World March, into zaqalisa ukuba statement zingasamanga ukuhle, kwangani sesiku-statement, khathesi asisali khulu.
Emelika ulanda zifundo bani?
Business and entrepreneurship.
Ozabo kulephi college?
It's a Evanston, but in university yakhona kuthiwa yi-Northwestern University. It's a Evanston.
Hayi, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo nobukhosi. Siyabonga.
Nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Belilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Sixoxa lomunye waba kuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship, unobukhosi Ndlovu. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo umuntu ngamilinkomo.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo. Ngesizwe umculo kaNothando Ndlovu esithi umthandazo wenkosi.
Baba, baba, ngiguqile ngalesi sikhathi ngicela ukusizwa nguwe. Wena Jehova onomsa wonke, wena baba wentandane, wena ongelakuthi umuntu akanayo imali, osithanda sonke Nkosi emhlabeni. Ngiyakhuleka baba ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa ukungihlenga baba phakathi kwezitha zonke ebengiphila nazo emhlabeni. Ngesaba isandla baba ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu. Ngiyakhuleka Jehova onomsa ngalesi sikhathi. Abanye ababengikhomba baba bethi angeke ziphumelele, angeke ezenze lutho, uzokuzwana ningathi kuze kube nini. Ngegama likaJesu baba waseNazaretha, okwathi lapho nala inhliziyo yami ingasavumi, wangiphakamisa Jehova onomsa, wangibeka kwesakho isandla, ngakhanya Jehova onomsa, ngaphumelela ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Wena Nkosi ongahlulwa yilutho, ngiyacela baba ukubusiswa ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa. Ngizile Nkosi phambi kobuso bungobakho Jehova onamandla, ngize kuhlisa Jehova onomsamo ehlame ebheke phansi. Ngicela Nkosi yami kusizwa Jehova onomsa ukuthi nalabo Nkosi yami mayizitha sezingivukela mazingaphumeleli Nkosi, ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Wena Nkosi owabonisa impuphuthi ingaboni, wena Nkosi owahambisa isigoga singaboni, pho kungahlulani ukubana nami ungisize ngalesi sikhathi Jehova onomsa? Ngicelela Nkosi yami ukukhanyiselwa nguwe Jehova onomsa. Engekho Nkosi yami omunye uNkulunkulu engamkhonza, kodwa Nkosi yami ngibeka Nkosi yami lolu uthando lwami phambi kwakho Jehova onomsa. Ngivule Nkosi yami nenhliziyo yami ngokupheleleyo Jehova onomsa. Wena Nkosi inqaba yenqaba owasiza uHana lapho Nkosi yami owayeopha egama likaJesu, uthe ngokuthinta Nkosi yakho ingubo wathola ukusindiswa. Yikho ngithi angeke ngize ngilahle ithemba Jehova onomsa, ngoba sekunzima Jehova namandla. Ngizobambelela kuwe Nkosi yami, noma umhlaba sunyakaza baba, ngizobambelela kuwe Jesu. Ngivumele ngithi uyinkosi yamakhosi edlula wonke amakhosi emhlabeni. Ungubaba wabobaba ophezu kwabo bonke obaba emhlabeni. Ungumama njalo phezu kwabo bonke omama. Ungudade wethu odlula udade wethu ozalwa ngumama. Ungumfo wethu odlula umfo wethu ozalwa ngumama. Ngoba nalapho ma inhliziyo siphukile, wena Nkosi awukazi ungiphoxa. Nalapho Nkosi yami inhliziyo yami sikufulathela, wena Nkosi yami awukazi ungilahle. Ungiphakamisa njalo Jehova onomsa, nalapho Nkosi sengiyehlile emoyeni, nalapho Nkosi yami senginezihlungu, nalapho Nkosi yami sengisebuhlungwini.
Ukuze kugqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Ngesikhathi imali lokhu isilela elizweni, ingcwethi ezigcumula ezomnotho elizwe kanye lamabandla ezombusazwe banika amacebo uhulumende angawathatha ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe. Selugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
You
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.